Showway, Northwest London, Erev Pesach, 30th of March. Correct. I think it is, yeah. Rabbi David Zulzbach, Ashlita, Karpas.
Thank you very much. On this very special day of Erev Pesach, which I think I have a Shulch Chazok of Erev Pesach. Okay, what I'd like to speak about today is a kasha I've had for years and years about Seder night. I've never really looked into it properly. And that is, at the beginning of Seder, after Kiddush, wash our hands. Different minhagim, if everybody washes their hands, or just the Baal HaBayis washes his hands. And we do karpas. We'll speak a bit more on Maisa and Hilchos Karpas soon. The problem I'm bothered with is, everybody knows that we eat less than a kezias of karpas. Teach that to the children already, younger, less than a kezias. That you don't have to make a brocha achroin on it. And you have to have in mind that the brocha ho adoma you make on the karpas should go for the morrow. Now, I don't know how long the maggid takes in your house, even if you're doing it quickly, but it's definitely a long time between achilas karpas and achilas morrow. I was always bothered by why is that not considered a hefsuk, hesach hadas. It's a pashtus, you would say, because you're sitting at the seder, and therefore it's all included, and perhaps a bit more than that, you've got the morrow actually in front of you, it's on the seder plate. So those might be sort of a way to understand how you could be yotze with that. But we'll see in Yetz Hashem a bit more on that. I want to speak a few other little ha'oras in karpas. Do you need to lean for karpas? Whatever you do, I can promise you, you're okay. Because it's a machleka, some people say you should even do a bit leaning, a bit not leaning. That's how unclear it is. What is the basic question about leaning on karpas? Another thing, which we just touched on a minute ago, the halacha of urchats. Does everybody need to wash their hands? Or is it only the Baal HaBayis? I'll go even further. Is everybody chayiv in karpas? When you look at Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention everybody has to have karpas. Shulchan Aruch mentions everybody has to have matzah and morrow. When it comes to karpas, Shulchan Aruch says, the Baal HaBayis does it. Now, we definitely all eat karpas. It's not mavur, however, what exactly the chiyuv is for everyone. How much are you supposed to eat? So, we mentioned earlier, because that's definitely the minhag ha'olam, is to take less than the kezias. However, if you look in the Rambam and other Rishonim, and those of you who looked at the piyut on Shabbos HaGadol, the piyut says that you should have a kezias of karpas. Biskrov had a kezias. So it's a machlekes, again, in Minhagim, whether you should have a kezias or not. What exactly is that shailon? Even a simple, what exactly do we do karpas for? Why do we do karpas? The simplest answers, we've got in the Gemara already, is Kadesh Yishalo Hatzinaikas, for the children to ask. But we'll see there's more to it than that. Let's have a look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Ayin Gimel, exactly how Shulchan Aruch paskens. I will discuss some of the areas we were talking about, but the main question we're asking still is the hefsek question between achilas karpas and achilas moro. So Shulchan Aruch it says, Siman Tov Ayin Gimel Sivov, Noitel Yodov Letzorech Tibul Rishon. He washes his hands. Again, mashma just the Baal HaBayis, Letzorech Tibul Rishon. V'lo yevorech al hanetila. You don't make a brocha on that washing. V'yikach me'a karpas pochus mikezayis. So we take a bit less than a kezayis, says the Mishnah Berurah. Why? Because if you take a kezayis, then there's a suffix whether you need to make a brocha achreina. Therefore, it's better to take less than a kezayis, then you don't have a shaila. Agav, a fascinating shaila, which the Achrenim talk about, and it's something which I've never realized. I always take radishes for karpas. Take a small radish, less than a kazayas. There's a problem that a small radish, if it's whole in itself, is a barrier, which means it's a complete unit in itself. And it could be you'd be chayiv to make a broch achreina. So Tzidras Achran discusses this. Lemaisi says you should be machmir. But I question if you tip off the top of the bottom of the radish, if it's still called a barrier. But I'll upon him, we take less than a kazayas. Why? So we don't have a problem of the broch achreina. It says that we dip it into chometz, the Shulchan Aruch, into vinegar. We do it more into salt water. The Mishnah Berurah says, what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us here is, but don't do it into charoses. Why does it need to say don't do it into charoses? Because the Rambam says you take a dip it into charoses. The Rambam says, and others also say, karpas is dipped into charoses. You need to understand what that is. The brocha we make, says the Shulchan Aruch, make a brocha boi priyo adoma, and on that says the Mishnah Berurah, that famous halacha, v'chavei liftoi bebrocha zu gamas hamorer. And when you eat that, or when you make the brocha, you have to have kavana to be meitzi the achilas morer, which is going to come later after the matzah, which is also chayiv in ha'adoma. There's a shaila whether you need to make ha'adoma, or you can, as we're going to discuss. So we make a brocha adoma now, and you have kavana for the morer. That's the Mishnah Berurah. So our question here is, how can you have such a hefsuk and still be yotzer with a brocha you made at karpas? Says the Shulchan Aruch, the einoi mevorech achrov. Shulchan Aruch says you don't make a brocha achroina. L'cha'era, this halacha of Shulchan Aruch is difficult to understand. You don't make a brocha afterwards. You've just said in Shulchan Aruch you take less than a kazayas. If you have less than a kazayas, so obviously you don't make a brocha achroina. State in Mishnah Berurah, this is a vital piece of Mishnah Berurah, what the Mishnah Berurah says is, the Shulchan Aruch is telling me that even if you did eat a kazayas, and a kazayas should be mechayev a brocha achroina, you don't make a brocha achroina. Why? Because we want it to last till morrow. It's almost as if to say, you're not allowed to make a brocha later on morrow. Therefore, you have to make the brocha now, and even if you ate more than a kazayas, which should be mechayev a brocha achroina, which would sort of put a stop to the brocha you made on karpas, no. You've got to make sure that the brocha you made on karpas goes all the way through. Don't make a brocha achroina, because you've got to use that brocha for morrow. Why? What's so wrong in later on making another brocha? Now, the pashtus, as we said before, how can we understand that the brocha of karpas, the ho'adomah there, goes all the way till morrow? So the pashtus, we would say, is because it's in one big seder. However, we can't say that. And the reason for that is as follows. The next siman in Shulchan Aruch says, and the title of the siman in Tov Ayin Dalet is Al Kois Sheini Ein Mevorchim. On the second cup of wine which we drink at the end of Magid, you don't make a brocha Bere Priya Gofen. Why? Says the Shulchan Aruch. The Ein Ein Mevorch Olav, Loi Brocha Rishoyna, Veloi Brocha Achreino, She Ein Mevorchim Bere Priya Gofen Ki Im Al Kois Shal Kiddush, you don't make a brocha hagofen when you drink the second cup of wine. Don't worry, the remark continues. The minig amongst Ashkenazim, that we do make a brocha. What is this machlekas to the mechaber who holds you don't make a brocha on the kais sheni, and the Ashkenazim hold you do? Says the Gun, this halacha in Hilchas Karpas, where the Shulchan Aruch paskens that you have kavona to be mitzi the morin, to the extent that even if you ate more than a kazayis, you don't say bracha achreina, is only shittas of the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch holds, when it comes to the second cup of wine, you don't make a new bracha. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch holds that this haggadah is not considered a hefsek. So when you had the first cup of wine, nibeit ha'gofen, you've got the haggadah in front of you, you know you're going to come to the second cup of wine, there's no hefsek, you don't need to make a second bracha pri ha'gofen, because it's one long thing. Says the Vilna Gaon, but that's only shittas Shulchan Aruch. But the shittas haramah, and we Ashkenazim passing that way, that you do make a new bracha pri ha'gofen when it comes to the second cup of wine. Because we hold the Haggadah is a hefsek, says the Vilna Gaon, according to the Ramah, it should come out, and the Vilna Gaon paskens this way, that if you ate a kazayis, and it could be you're supposed to eat a kazayis, you make a brocha achreina after the karpas. And therefore the Gaon paskens, and the Mishnah Berurah brings this in Bir Halacha, that if you ate more than a kazayis, you make a brocha achreino. Let's worry what's going to happen when you get tomorrow. That's what he says. Because there's a hefsek. Says the Bir Halacha, the way how the Gaon understood the Ramah is not so poshut. The way how the Gaon understood the Ramah, that the reason why Ashkenazim make a second brocha at the second cup of wine is because they hold that the Haggadah is a hefsek. Says the Bir Halacha, if you look carefully, the Mogen Avraham seems to allude to this Gaon and says that's not the Pshat in the Ramah. The Pshat in the Ramah is, and I'll read you out how the Bir Halacha quotes it. Akol kois tzarech livruchei lekuli alma. Says the Mogen Avraham in Shittas HaRamah, on every cup you need to make a new bracha pri ha'gofen. V'afilu leman desvira lo the Haggadah lo have a hefsek, even if you hold the Haggadah is not a hefsek. So you see, Mogen Avraham says there is no problem of hefsek. So why, according to the Ramah, do you need to make a new bracha? Imishum dekol chada v'chada mitzvah b'fnei atzma. A new pshat. The reason why you make a new brocha, bracha pri ha'gofen, at the second cup of wine, is not because it's a hefsek. It's because it's a new brocha, it's a new mitzvah, and on a new mitzvah you have to make a new brocha. A completely new pshat. Therefore, says the Ramah, says the Bir Halacha, using the Mogen Avraham's pshat, I don't have a problem anymore between Karpas and Moro, because there is no hefsek on Seder night. You could be sitting at the Seder, it's all one long mitzvah in front of you. You make our doma at the beginning by karpas, and that goes all the way through tomorrow. By the arba kaisis, it's different, because kol kais for kais is mitzvah b'fnei atzma. That's very important how the Bir Halacha summarizes the two ways of understanding the Ramah, why you have to make a brocha on the second cup of wine. According to the Gaon, it's because of hefsek. Then you've got a problem with karpas. Mashegen, according to the Mogen Avraham, there's no problem of hefsek. The only reason why you make a new bracha is because it's mitzvah b'fnei atzma. However, the Bir Halacha finishes off with a tzorech iyun. He says, hold on a second. The same Ramah who holds that you make a bracha when you have the first cup of wine and second cup of wine because they are two separate mitzvahs, why don't you hold the same thing between karpas and Moreh? Enoch and Am is not a problem of hefsek. True. So you made Tohar Doma by the Karpas. But surely when it comes to the Moreh, you have to make a new bracha because it's a mitzvah for Neatzmo. And he finishes off with Tzorachim. That's the kasha of the Bir Halacha. Tzorachim. Gam kan yeshleim esvarazu. The Karpas and Moreh based mitzvahs ninu. They're two different mitzvahs. Olochi enach has peteres es chaverta for Tzorachim. And that's the kasha which the Bir Halacha finishes off with. In order to answer this kasha, I want to look a bit at some of the other ha'oras we said. Not all of them would have to necessarily use to answer this kasha, but we'll speak a bit about karpas And hopefully we'll give an answer to this kasha. The way how the Rambam brings this halacha, the Rambam says, Bakarpas, and there are three chidushim in this Rambam. One is, Mevorech Berpia Adam of Lekech Yerek Umetabel Oyset Becharoises. One thing is Charoises. Second thing is Oichel Kezayis. Who V'chol HaMesuvim Imoy. And everybody. Three chidushim here in the Rambam. Charoises, Kezayis, and everybody has to have Kezayis. Immediately comes that Goyis Maimonis. Kezayis? Why do you need to Kezayis? The whole reason for Karpas, says the Gemara, is just to do something unusual for the child. There's no real halacha of achilo here. It's a halacha of doing something unusual. So why do you have to have a kezayis? Does fate that goes maimonis? It's quite clear. This is how the Harari Kedem, Yosef Soloveitchik from America, explains it. The Rambam holds that Karpas, it is true that Chazal wanted us to do something that the children should ask, but the gedder of the mitzvah is, give it a din achila. You have to eat it. If you have to eat it, the Rambam holds it has to have a din kezayis. The Rambam holds everybody has to have it. And the Rambam holds it has to be in charoses, because the Rambam shitta is, on all achilas on Seder night, matzah, moroi, karpas, koirech, everything is into karpas. Whatever is in achila, it's got to be in karpas. Kezayis. Therefore, according to the Rambam, everybody is chayiv. Because once Chazal gave a din achila, everybody has that din achila. Whole family members. However, our minhag, like the Hagos Maimonides, we definitely do not dip our karpas into charoses. In other words, according to us, the ikar din of karpas is not a din achila. It's just to do something unusual. The whole chepts of the mitzvah is that children should ask, and therefore, according to that, the ikar hadin, only the balabais needs to do it. The whole thing is, and many things the balabais does, so that the children should ask. It's not necessarily the whole family have to do it. Oikunas hashulchan, you take away the same bit for the balabais. So why taka does everybody eat karpas? According to what we're saying now, only the balabais need karpas. As is mashmi, even pashtas shita shulchan aruch. According to the Rambam, there's din achila, but the pashtas we know it's not din achila. The Rashbam in Psochim, I'm not going to read you out the Loshen now, is mashma that the whole reason why we eat karpas is in order to make a boy a pro adomo. That's the reason why we do it. The balabais does it in order for children to ask. Why does everybody do it? So that we have an opportunity to make ho'adom. The problem is, and this we asked before, why can't you make another bracha ho'adom when it comes to the Suda? What is the big problem? Those of you who said piyutim on Shabbos morning, Shabbos HaGadol, I davened in this shul, and they did say, however, they didn't say the last piyut. They didn't say the last piyut before before Kedusha. There's an incredible line. It says like this, B'shem the Ri Toiv Olam. It says, V'lomo sha'ar yirokis boin t'chila. Why do we have karpas? Says the piyut, Liftoir chazeres shal mitzvah brocha horu'uyolo. So that you don't need to make a brocha when it comes to the morrow. That is the whole purpose of it. Why can't you make a bracha later on? Says Tosfos, who quotes the Paitan. Tosfos in Avei Pesachim quotes this Paitan. And he says, because there's a problem of Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilis Chavilis. We don't want to have a bracha ho'adoma and moro, which is a big problem for Achilas Matzah. But does state here, it states here that the reason why you make karpas and everybody has to eat karpas is so that you don't have to have a problem when it comes later on tomorrow, because you cannot make ha'adomah there. Why can't you make ha'adomah? There's a problem of chavilis. Frank Tosfos on this Python, the Gemara says a completely different reason. The Gemara says the reason why we eat karpas is so that the children will ask questions. And no Not because, so you would be able to make our Adoma. Says the Maral Mipra, it's not kasher at all. What the Gemara says is, why we do something unusual, in order for children to ask questions. What we do unusual, we take a bit of vegetables. But why did Chazal say take a vegetable? Why take a bracha with a Adoma? This day in Python, the reason why we take our Adoma is so you won't have a problem later on making a bracha when it comes to Moro. Because there's a problem, according to this opinion, of making a bracha on Moro. It comes out, interesting halacha, that Balabayis needs to do a proper achila. It dips in salt water. He has to wash his hands. But everybody else, that the only reason why they're eating the karpas is in order to make a bracha berpi adoma. There's no real halacha that it has to be in mei melach. As long as you take something, you make a berpi adoma on it. You're definitely not chayv in the tilas, you're dying. There's no halacha there of doing anything unusual. It's a halacha, you need to eat something of a adoma. We mentioned earlier, machlekes, whether you're supposed to lean or not for karpas. According to the Rambam, it makes sense you need to lean for karpas, because the Rambam holds that Chazal gave a din achila on karpas and everybody else. But according to what we're saying now, the Shar Masubin definitely have no din haseba when it comes to karpas. The only reason we're having it is to have an opportunity to make our adoma. Now, we're seeing here that the Balabayas does it because of Shinui, and everybody else does it because of the brocha. It's a big chiddush, this way of looking at karpas. But what exactly is the shinui when it comes to karpas? What unusual that sparks the child to ask the question? So Rashi and Rashbam, the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Daled, says that ein bnei adam regilim lechol yerokos koidem asuda. What's unusual is for people to eat a vegetable before the suda. It's the eating which is unusual. To have a yerek before the suda, that's what's unusual. The Tur says different. It's not the eating so much, it's the matbilin. It's the dipping. Now I'd like to share with you the Tur, the Bach, Beshem the Maral Miprag. Second time we're quoting the Maral Miprag. The Maral Miprag has a completely new understanding of what the shinui is, what's unusual in the karpas. Now this is a different addition to me. So let's see if I can find it here. Yeah, I think. Round herich bezeh somewhere. I can't actually find it. The Maral Miprag says a completely new understanding of what it is. And with this, we're going to end for the kasha of the Bir Halacha. Maral says, it's not so unusual that before the meal, to dip some vegetable as a hors d'oeuvre, to dip some vegetable, even nowadays, a dip is quite common. That's not so unusual. What is unusual is to do it twice. Unusual to do it twice. What we do is we do the karpas first, which the child will think, okay, that's normal, because we usually do it once. We do that so that when it comes to the morrow, they'll see, what's going on? A second dipping? Why are we doing the second dipping? Into charoses. On that, we tell the child the ikka of morrow into charoses. That's the ikka. But if we wouldn't have the karpas first, the child wouldn't realize that it's unusual, the dipping of moror into charoses.
So don't you ask him
then? No. Many of the manishtanas, you'll see, the child hasn't even seen any yet. That's a well-known kasha in the Haggadah. No, we teach that beforehand. So what do you think they know? We've been learning the last 3 months in school. According to that, we actually come out with a very big yesod in the tibulin, the dipping on Seder night. In fact, when you look at the Gemara constantly talks about shnei tibulin. It doesn't talk about the tibul of karpas and the tibul of moro. It's shnei tibulin. According to the Maral, it's very good. The two go hand in hand. According to that, it's very geshmak now. Why? We make a bracha ha'adama on the carapace near the beginning of Seder. There's no problem of hefsek according to the Ramah. When it comes to the meal, when it comes to the morrow, we don't need to make a new ha'adama because there wasn't a hefsek. I am going to ask, and the Mishnah Berurah asked, but it's a different mitzvah. It's not a different mitzvah, because karpas and morrow is one of the same. It's two tibulim, and the tibul of karpas goes for the tibul of haroses. An important point to add here is that according to the Gon, that you finish off with the karpas, you make a bo'er nefoshes. What happens to the morrow? Why taka don't you make ha'adama when it comes to the morrow according to the Gon? That is Shittas Tosfos, which Tosfos says, because the morrow is eaten after the Hamitzi. And that itself is a different machlekes. Is it considered Dvorim Haboim B'toy Chasuda? I'd like to finish off with a vort I've heard many times from Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. In the last few years, I think Rabbi Pesach Kron has said, he said it here, but I'm going to say with one little extra knitch. The Rabbeinu Menoyach says, on Karpas, he says, V'onu Noyagim b'Karpas. If you look at the Rambam just says, you take a Yerek. The Gemara actually never uses the word Karpas. That's a later addition. It seems to be from the Rabbeinu Menoyach, there's a vegetable called Karpas. And the reason why we do it is Zecher l'Kesoynas HaPasim. This is as a Zecher to remember the coat which Yaakov made for Yosef, Asher b'sibosa niskalgel hadova. We know through the story, Chazal said, because there was jealousy and hatred amongst the brothers, and that brought down, that was the beginning of the Golus. So Rabbi Isaac would say that before we start the Seder, where Seder night talks all about what happened in Mitzrayim, and the Yetzias Mitzrayim, we need to stop and ponder for a moment, how did we get down to Mitzrayim? It came down to Mitzrayim, and he added that they took that Ksoinas Pasim and they dipped it in blood. That's how far the hatred went against their brother, and they had to show their father, look what happened. That tibul, which we do on Seder night, is almost as a kapora for the tibul which they did for the brothers of Yosef. Says Reb Isaac, Mori Dikavor. This word, karpas, if you look at Rashi, ala Torah, on the posuk of Osaloi Ksoines Pasim, what is Ksoines Pasim? Says Rashi, Ksoines is a garment, Pasim is a type of material called karpas. Zoshte in Rashi, it's called karpas. We say in Megillas Esther, Chul karpas, it's a material. And I think where Rabbeinu Menoyach is saying, we take a vegetable called karpas, it's a play on words. A vegetable called karpas, and there's a material called karpas. And we have to take karpas to remember that material. I just want to add, Seder night is a time where we sit together with the family. It is the family unit which comes together, and we know that the first mitzvah of Korban Pesach is with the family. That is a kapora for the chet of the brothers. May we be zeicha to sit together with our families, and be zeicha to mekayim all the mitzvahs, kiddura, chasalsi, the pesach, kiyachosa, the shara, bob, rishalayim.